This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed, it does. No doubt about it. If you do it the right way, Frog Lube is foolproof. Tomorrow we'll talk about the right way. Maybe later tonight we'll talk about the right way. It's very simple. You know what? We'll talk about the right way right now. With Frog Lube, here's what you do. If you take a gun out on the range and you use your gun and you bring it to Frog Lube, take the solvent, clean everything, clean every bit of the Frog Lube off. Whether or not it is getting contaminated with all of the byproducts of pulling the trigger, you know, when you pull the trigger, a lot of that particulate matter you're going to see is from the primer and unburned powder. And that's going to mix with the Frog Lube because Frog Lube doesn't burn. So what you've got to do is you've got to put it in solvent. I recommend the Frog Lube solvent, but, you know, that's got to be cleaned completely away. And you can take the solvent of Frog Lube and pull your polymer pistol apart and drop the entire thing in the solvent. The solvent itself has a slightly sort of soapy feel to it, sort of like dishwashing detergent. But when you pull it out and you wipe it down, it is gone. And then you start, you know, lubricating the metal parts with the Frog Lube, and then you are good to go. You are set and ready to go. Those of you that like to get out there and say, "Well, I fire my gun and I don't clean it except every 500 million rounds," well, you're probably going to have a little buildup. In the military, if we took our weapons out and looked at them, we had to clean them. So that's where I get my thing from. I also don't get out there and dig holes and bury my guns and, you know, say I'm torture testing it. The torture testing part of it is, you know, sort of unlikely. I've never had a weapon that I was carrying in the military jump out of my grasp and bury itself and then unbury itself and say, "Now fire me." That's just never happened. Frog Lube. Check them out at froglube.com. Now, for all of you that handle guns, you're going to have an accident at some point or another. Chances are. However, if you follow the four rules, I will take this moment now to absolve you of all sin. You know, dominus omnis, e pluribus unum, you are absolved. Because there's a lot of things you can do to really mitigate what is a disaster in the making by following the four rules. Now, from the desk of John Farnham the other day, I saw this. I give this to you verbatim. Last week on outdoor range, while setting up a pistol at Glock 19 for a stoppage reduction drill, it unexpectedly discharged when the instructor released the slide. No fingers anywhere near the trigger. The pistol was pointed downrange. So that meant you had a loose gun firing. And when I say a loose gun, I mean not one gripped for firing. The cartridge case in question fired while half-chambered. The bullet itself was in the chamber, and it went on downrange, impacting into the berm. The case, which was mostly unsupported, split open and discharged hot gas out of the ejection port. That is very dangerous. The instructor, in fact, received some singeing of his arm, but no serious injury, and he was wearing safety glasses. The pistol was not totaled, but it did suffer some damage. As they tried to forensically put it back together, they're thinking that the corner of the slide struck the primer and, in effect, functioned as a firing pin. But a lot of, I mean, John Farnham has been doing this as long as anybody. And if he's looking at that and saying, I think that's what happened, but I have no way of knowing, this would be a head-scratcher for anybody. He says himself it's hard for him to understand how the two came into contact with each other. In any event, though, there was no significant injury, and the pistol can be repaired and returned to service. So there was a happy ending, or at least as happy as it can be. Here's the thing about gun handling. For people like me who handle a gun every day, I do it without thinking. And for some people, that makes them think that I'm either nonchalant or I'm just, you know, so used to it that I'm not thinking about. And I'm not thinking about what I'm doing. What I'm thinking about is muzzle is down, not pointing at anybody. Especially if I'm on some sort of a hard deck like concrete or something like that. Then I'm trying to get the round out of the chamber, and then once I have a chamber clean, you know, cleared gun, then maybe I'll pass that around for everybody to look at. And please do not muzzle me with that weapon. At the NRA, that one rule is impossible. Impossible to keep. But that's beside the point. We're talking about guns and live ammo. And when you have guns and live ammo mixing, you need to be practicing the rules. But understand this. For people that handle guns, accidents are going to happen. Just like if you drive a car or, you know, if you handle plates or anything that you can do, at some point, no matter how good you are, you may have an issue. Now, with most serious gun handlers, when they do have that discharge happen, with no finger near the trigger, that's a mechanical issue, and the gun is aimed downrange, which is always a happy ending, whether the case splits and the gun is totaled or not. Because the round going downrange is that's something that, you know, once it starts happening, you cannot unring that bell. So you have to learn competent gun handling protocol. You have to practice them all the time, assiduously, when you're on the range, and you have to expect your students and your friends and your colleagues to learn and adhere to them also, because especially if you're downrange with them. But remember this, no matter how safe you try to be, no matter what protocol you follow, and no matter how competent you are at running a gun, at running a range, at running a rifle, you're on the human planet, and risk is attached to everything. And it's attached to every moment where guns are in our presence, and not all risks are foreseeable. Your job as a gun handler is to manage that risk, avoid extreme risk, and, you know, understand that some risk is always present, no matter what you do or don't do, and it simply cannot be totally eradicated or eliminated. Anybody that tells you that you're in a risk-free environment, well, they're lying. There's no such thing that exists. Our current generation of very serious guns, particularly pistols, are about as safe as it's ever going to be possible to manage when you make a gun and still have them reasonably usable for their intended purpose, which means they've got to be able to be put into action immediately. So, remember this about guns. Guns are dangerous. Yeah. Accordingly, some degree of danger will always attach itself to, if you're out there doing what I ask you to do, which is to train, then you're training with risk. You're training with danger attached to what you're doing. There's no other way to put that. If you cannot sit there and say to yourself, I have to manage this risk, I have to manage this danger, maybe you had better take a pass on gun ownership and gun training altogether. But I doubt that's actually the case. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to MyLucidGear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Mic stand makes noise. Can't stand that. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
I told you why it just works in the last segment. Heed my advice. You won't be sorry. Trust me on that. You will not be sorry. One thing about politically correct people is they are cowards when they think the push has come to shove. It's past Monday evening, and we're talking maybe about a week ago, at the campus of Colgate University, a private liberal arts school located in the beautiful central New York State. They went into lockdown over a report of an active shooter roving the grounds of the school. Later, they would later inform the media at approximately 8 p.m. on May 1st, an individual entered the O'Connor Campus Center while carrying what witnesses believed was a weapon. Campus security initiated a campus lockdown in response to those reports. A thorough investigation and campus-wide search later revealed the true source of the complaint. An art student working on a project had been seen carrying a glue gun. Hang on a minute. I'm just trying to keep from having an aneurysm over that one. By Tuesday morning, the all clear was sounded, but not before a SWAT team and a variety of local law enforcement agencies and what was described as a tank, which was probably some sort of an armored personnel carrier, perhaps one of those MRAPs or an M113. They're all tanks, you know, had responded to the incident. According to the Washington Post, some students at Colgate were upset when they learned that they had been worried for hours for something that was never a threat. That's a very reasonable response, in my estimation. What we have here is a gross overreaction based on ignorance and total and complete underexposure. I have never... Anybody ever listen to Bill Hicks? Bill Hicks did this thing. You remember when the guy would throw two eggs into a pan and say, this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs. He, you know, Hicks would make this thing where he's never looked at two eggs in a frying pan frying and thought that that was a brain on drugs ever, never, ever, ever, ever. A glue gun is a gun only in the fact that there is a 90-degree angle in it. It has no other resemblance to an actual gun. There are no guns with that thin of a profile that actually hold any bullets. Now, this sort of overreaction has become virtually an institutionalized occurrence in educational environments where the mere idea of a firearm. The mere idea, however completely detached from any actual threatening or aggressive behavior, is enough to provoke panic and harsh consequences. Now, and here's what I would say. These kids in this school one day will be running this country, folks. They can't tell the difference between a glue gun and a real gun. Now, I was put in the basket of deplorables when Hillary Clinton was running for president. How deplorable is it that a college-age student, somebody between the ages of 18 and 22, at an elite university are so detached from any exposure to real firearms or from any sort of handiwork, apparently, that the mere glimpse of a glue gun could send them into a full-scale panic? I go into, Hobby Lobby. I go into Hobby Lobby all the time. Follow my wife in there. Glue guns all over the place. Nobody's ever screaming down the aisle of Hobby Lobby about there being guns in Hobby Lobby. Guns are never sold in a blister pack. Never, ever, ever. They're never sold in plastic, you know, hanging from a J-hook. Never. Colgate President Brian W. Casey released a statement in which he said he was asked he has asked the campus safety director to take administrative leave while the response to the incident is reviewed. Why would you do that? See, here's the problem with this. This is the problem. When you have no first responders on site, like armed teachers, for example, you're going to have to do this. You're going to have to do this. Intelligence is the where you know, you're gathering intelligence through a really bad mechanism, which is, you know, somebody seeing a glue gun and saying, "There's a man with a gun, it's a man with a gun." And then they make a phone call or send a text or a tweet or something, and then everybody just snaps. They just snap into the panic. And the powers that be have got to react this way. They have no way of knowing what the student actually saw. And in a gun-free zone, when there is a real gun present, you have to react with overwhelming force, which means police officers and tanks. Holy moly. It does not appear, fortunately, that the student who innocently possessed the glue gun is going to be disciplined for the event. And in that regard, he's been treated a lot more fairly than any number of other students, some far too young to understand or even be aware of firearm-related violence, who were severely, at least harangued and punished for equally harmless behavior. 5-year-old brought a cowboy-style orange safety-tipped toy cap gun onto a school bus to show to his friend, who had allegedly brought a water gun on the bus a day earlier. Even after it was confirmed that it was a toy, the boy was subjected to a lengthy 2-hour interrogation by school officials, during which he wet his pants, and then he was then suspended for 10 days for bringing a toy to school. I used to do that all the time. It was called show and tell. And my toy guns didn't have orange caps on the end of them because we knew the difference between a toy and a real gun, even when I was a little boy. 10 days. We are, you know, and these kids get charged with terrorism and or terroristic threats, and they're the ones being terrorized by these politically correct nincompoops who have no idea what a real gun looks like. We're going to take it one step further when we get back, just because I'm enjoying the absurdity of the anti-gunners. On a fine way to begin the week, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed, it does. Do it the right way, and you will improve your Frog Lube IQ. Indeed. You can tell somebody has the correct Frog Lube IQ because their guns work. That coming from Larry Lasky. Okay. This is a very troubling thing because I want to know how they know. I want to know how they know. A middle school student in Ohio. Don't think I won't be asking Sean Maloney about this today after tomorrow. Got in trouble for liking a post on social media. Now understand that, like, when you watch video on YouTube and everything, Instagram among the cool kids is a very powerful thing. So everybody wants to be on Instagram. Everybody wants to like things on Instagram. Seventh grader Zachary Bolin received a 10-day suspension from Edgewood Middle School after he liked a photo of an airsoft gun on Instagram. The caption of the photo simply read, "Ready?" How did they know that? How did they know he liked the photo on Instagram? Did they snatch his phone from him? Does he have a phone in middle school? How old is Zachary? Why does he have a phone? I understand why he has a phone. I'm not going to go that far, but how do they know? Young Zachary said, "I don't think I did anything wrong." The next morning, they called me down and, like, patted me down and checked me for weapons. Then they told me I was getting expelled or suspended or whatever. The note from the school sent home to Zachary's parents said that the official cause of his suspension was liking a post on social media that indicated potential school violence. Okay. Now we are straggling into the realm of thought police. We're obviously monitoring. And listen, parents, if you have children in school, you need to be thinking about this with your little darlings. They're obviously monitoring this child. I'd love to know if this school has FASTER program teachers in it. I'm going to ask about that. They're monitoring them on this. And then they're looking in the crystal ball. They're looking in the crystal ball and they're seeing the potential for violence. No word on what Zachary's, permanent record up to his, first through sixth grades was. Is Zachary a troublemaking student? I don't know. Nobody says anything about that. Zachary's father, Martin Boland, said, "I was livid. He never shared, he never commented, never made a threatening post. He just liked it." In a statement released to WXIX, superintendent of Edgewood City Schools said, "I assure you that any social media threat will be taken serious, including those who like the post when it is potentially endangers the health and safety of students or adversely affects the educational process." Exactly how does that happen? How? Let me read this quote to you again. "I assure you that any social media threat..." What is a social media threat, if I may ask? Is that a new lexicon that somebody's come up with that I haven't... did this happen while I was away in Atlanta 2 weekends ago or last weekend or whatever it was? What is a social media threat? And then, how do you take a social media threat seriously? Because now we're going into the realm of prognosticating. We're going to get out there and we're going to read in the tea leaves what's going on. And then we're going to take action based upon our... And that's the thing. It's based upon your interpretation of what you're seeing. And if you've got a lens in front of your eye that is politically correct, this is where you're going to go. And then we're going to be watching those who like a post when it potentially endangers the health and safety of students. So now a picture on Instagram has the potential to endanger students or adversely affect the educational process. After speaking to Zachary's parents, which I'm pretty sure they probably lost their mind, after speaking with them, the school agreed to lift the suspension. Thankfully, the Bolins went in there, probably, figuratively speaking, loaded for bear, and went at them. Now, to give you, and this is coming out of Pennsylvania, to give you another thing. Former prosecutor and Upper Dublin, Pennsylvania School Board Policy Chair Sarah Johnson Rothman believes the best way to protect children in schools is to not protect them. This is probably the same type of personality that would suspend a seventh grader for liking a post on Instagram. The Pennsylvania Senate is considering a bill to permit school districts to arm their employees. And she asks, what could go wrong with allowing our teachers to pack heat in their kindergarten classrooms? Of course, time and time again, this has already been, we have evidence on this. We know exactly what can go wrong. If they do it the right way, which is to say if they're concealing the weapon, which means concealed, you're not out there juggling and going, look at my gun. You're not doing any of that. I guess she thinks it's rhetorical. It's actually the key to the debate. What could go wrong with allowing teachers and librarians and janitors and administrators to exercise their natural, fundamental, and inalienable right to self-defense? She comes up with some very specific objections. We need teachers to be lifelong learners that are highly adaptable to new standards and curricula. but they should not be hired to muscle with a firearm at their side. We need them practicing their craft, not honing their sharpshooting skills at the gun range. I don't think it's that heavy of a lift. Are you these teachers, the same sort of teacher that you're describing, ran to their death in Sandy Hook. You know that. Should they be sacrificed at the altar of political correctness? Ms. Rossman seems to think that no one working in her school system might already have a permit to carry. But according to John Lott's organization, as of 2012, 8.67% of Pennsylvanians had their permit to carry. And according to openpa.gov.org, there are 501 school districts, charter schools, and other public schools in the state with 146,655 employees. Assume that 50% of those people work somewhere outside of an actual school. That leaves an average of about 146 employees per school who work with the kids. And that's, you know, that means an average each school will have about a dozen people who already are honing their sharpshooting skills at the gun range in their spare time. All they need is for the state to get out of their way so they can then protect the students the same way they protect their own children. And then Ms. Rothman goes into a virulent strain of hoplophobia. If guns are allowed in our schools, where would the guns be? Holstered in plain, you know, she's just spazzing out. It's okay. It's okay. We understand. You're a hoplophobe. We get it. When we get back, why does the left always think the apocalypse is happening right this minute? Don't they know how to look out a window? This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live. I'm so happy to have the new setup in the studio. Now I can talk over the bump music. It's almost like being a pro, isn't it, Jason? Don't you think? I think so. Anyway. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, yeah, it does. It just works, and it works well every time, all the time, if you do it the right way the first time. Now then. The left is, they're upset. They're always upset. We, the evil GOP of hate, we have condemned America to return to a marginally more progressive version of the nightmarish hellscape that was our country before Obamacare passed. Once again, the lifeless bodies of those who failed to buy themselves health insurance will be piled upon the sidewalks, left to be carted away as they were in the dark ages of the 90s and the early 2000s. No doubt by industrious undocumented workers who should be paid a living wage for performing this job that Americans just won't do. And we, the Republicans, will sit by watching through our monocles and will giggle at this grim tableau of human misery until we grow bored and get back to our regularly scheduled agenda of puppy torture and crushing the dreams of young women who only break the, you know, they only want to break the glass ceiling and to be the very best me I can be or something like that. I don't know. That's what I'm told we do. Now, right now they're trying to appeal to their base of unaccomplished coastal snobs who are becoming fewer and fewer in number as days go by. And the indolent welfare grifting morons. Armageddon is always just around the corner whenever conservatives just do anything, you know. Or whenever conservatives don't do anything. It's sort of heads you lose, tails you lose. Now give us more power and every bit of your money. Obamacare is because of what it is. Obamacare was a tumor. And like a tumor with a bunch of barbs growing into everything, it's going to have to be extracted piece by piece by piece. That's just reality. You could let it crash, which would be my thing, but I mean, it basically needs to be dismantled. If we can dismantle it, that's fine. It doesn't need to be replaced, mind you. If they're doing this as a means of getting rid of it altogether, which is my hope, then I'm good to go. So their baby steps toward the repeal has set the left up to reboot their utterly predictable script, which is quite tedious, really. And this isn't just about some changes to how health insurance is sold. No, it's House Republicans voted to sentence millions of Americans to die. And I'm not kidding. Somebody actually wrote that on purpose. So when in doubt, deploy the hyperbole. How many of us Americans will die because we are transitioning back to a slightly more leftist version of the healthcare system of 7 years ago? Well, all of us, because we're going to die anyway, even if we stay with Obamacare. But that's completely another point. There is no point. It's all a lie. And everyone except the very stupidest among us who seem to vote Democrat anyway know it's all a lie. Yet the Dems will spew it out anyway with vigor. And this is about ginning up their base. Nothing more. So off we go to the Numbskull Olympics. We're going to take gold for the freestyle idiocy. And right now the one that's looking to win that gold medal is Democrat Senator Kamala Harris, the best-looking attorney general. Oh, she's not a Democrat. Okay, she's a senator now. Who is, while supposedly, you know, the legend is good-looking, she's incredibly stupid, even for a California Democrat senator. She tweeted that 129 million people are going to lose their health insurance and presumably die. That's surprising, both because the 129 million figure is insanely dumb, that merely seeing that figure drops the reader's IQ into a complete total free fall. And it's also because Kamala somehow managed to count past 10 while she kept her shoes on. And she also announced without citation that health care is a right for all. Where in the Constitution does it say that, folks? I hate to tell you this, but where does it say that? The document is entirely free of any such right, nor of any other right to force others to toil to provide you with the things you want for free. What is in there are the rights to speak freely and petition, but she discovered a footnote that says enumerated rights don't apply to citizens who dare doubt the other great mystery right, the penumbrated and emanated right to freely kill babies. And don't bring up the Second Amendment, because sophisticated folk like Kamala, they're not restrained from indulging their limitless appetite for petty oppression by the express enumeration of rights. So this apocalyptic leftism is the natural consequence of power-centered politics when it's completely unmoored from any sort of principle. It's not persuasion. It's manipulation. It's hard to persuade people to just give you power and money simply because you covet them. So why allow yourself to be limited to some phallocentric document of power like the Constitution, or by the results of the bourgeois process of drawing conclusions from facts and evidence, when you can go out there with some raw emotion to compel your preferred result before the marks can be actually think about the consequences? Like Jimmy Kimmel's baby got sick but got better, so the same kind of people who made the VA a festival of success might take over your health care. A kid got sick. Why do you hate sick kids? All kids are going to get sick and die because you reject single payer. And you got to call it single payer, because the more accurate term, taxpayer health care, fails to adequately distract the listener from the reality. And only the Kamala dumb think that they'll ever see rich leftists like Jimmy Kimmel sitting next to them in the endless lines waiting for the doc when the DMV health care fires up. Then there's climate change, of course, another classic dystopian distraction. And there's no time to think about this. You must all immediately cede over all power to us, over you, and give us all of your money, or everyone is going to die. Why do you want all the children to die? You know, Al Gore said, in the Inconvenient Truth, that in 2009 the oceans would swallow us. And has that come to pass? So your citation to observable data merely identifies you as a denier. The left sure to freaking love their hashtag science, but hashtag science, hashtag science methodology doesn't involve, I don't know, actually analyzing any data, and then define and refine, discard the original theory when the evidence does not support it. Hashtag science involves leftists shrieking until they either terrify or bore the normals into submission. And we normals finally hand the left their power and their money. Hashtag science isn't a process. It's a pose. Here's the problem, though. You look really, really lame if you scream about how the end of the world is coming in just a few short years. Then a few years later, there's no mushroom cloud at the end of the rainbow. The weird weather religion cultists can't translate their Jeremiads into the actual legislation in large part because normal people expect that if there's really global warming, it will actually get hotter. So every froth-lipped paranoid who screamed that we have just 5 years left back in 2007 has to contend with the troublesome fact that we haven't been baked, drowned, or frozen. Remember the 1970s ice age rage? So with the Obamacare appeal, what happens when 2018 rolls around and the streets aren't littered with the corpses of the hardworking Americans deprived by the malignant thirst and howls of the GOP? When nobody's out there screaming, bring out your dead, like in a, you know, Monty Python movie. You'll look stupid all over again, and you'll get righteously pummeled all over again. So I'm waiting on 2018. And you're lying about an apocalypse is going to lead to an apocalypse. It's just going to be electorally for you. Enjoy. Back again in 21 hours. Remember, this has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.